We've been in the kitchen at the John Warnall House working with the executive chef Jonathan Justice from Justice Drugstore. Now we're getting ready to plate this very traditional meal from the 1850s. Chef, where do we begin?
Well, first we're going to have sauerkraut that we fermented from the cabbage. If you do this at home, this generally takes about 6 weeks. We'll also have these beautiful heirloom tomatoes we're going to slice.
These are gorgeous tomatoes. You know, so we traditionally believe that if a tomato is green, it isn't ripe yet. But this particular heritage is supposed to be green once it is ripe.
That's right.
Look how beautiful this is. Do you believe that if it's green, it may have just a little bit less acid in it?
That is generally true.
Do you think so?
And the same with yellow tomatoes, but it's not always true.
All right, so if you have an acid issue, you need to just sort of explore this.
Right.
Now tell me what we're slicing right now.
This is, I was going to say this is a purple Cherokee, but actually it's not.
No, okay.
This is a purple Cherokee right here, and this is a gorgeous tomato.
Okay, you want me to help with this? Okay.
Watch it down.
Because I know we need to use the cutting board for the next dish. Ooh, beautiful. There's nothing as beautiful as the natural color of fruits and vegetables.
Look at that. Those are cooking in a pot.
Ooh. And this is, of course, over the open fire. It is authentic to the dish of this time.
Okay, we have ourselves some potatoes.
So these are red potatoes. They probably, would they be harvested at about this time? Or a little soon? No, those are actually
These were harvested earlier, but of course they're kept in the cellar.
The root cellar, yep.
For weeks and months at a time. This is our first, this was cured and smoked, and then now braised.
And this is what, this is the cut that we usually, is bacon.
Is bacon, right.
Right. You can tell by, oh my. Of course, you know, these big cast iron skillets, when I was growing up, my mother used cast iron. I still have them. They're about 60 some odd years old. They were the first non-stick piece of cooking equipment, if you do
it right.
Oh, look at that.
This been cooking in this liquid.
How long would this have been cooking over the open fire?
Oh, 6-8 hours at least.
All day long. And you'd add the potatoes maybe at the
last hour, probably last 45 minutes.
Okay.
So now let's take this.
We're going to get them ready for our guests.
Now, this is pretty traditional because this has had the skin left on it.
You know, we are told that the bone and the skin imparts flavor to the meat, even though
absolutely.
You obviously may not eat either one. And then you would use this bone in some of the meat and fat if you were going to make beans. Is this
absolutely,
what they would use
sure.
it for? Yes.
Multi-purpose. This bone has not had all the flavor cooked out of it yet. There's the marrow inside of it, which is very flavorful. Mm-hmm. And it's also, people don't realize bone marrow is very good for you.
And then if we want more, we'll cut as our guest is hungry.
Right.
The cornbread would have been cooked over the
open fire.
Yum. Okay. So we've got cornbread, potatoes, pork, sauerkraut, tomatoes. This is a celebration.
It is a celebration.
I think what we need to do now is go talk with Ruth about some beverages that we may be offering our guests and then invite our guests in to eat.
Absolutely.
Chef,
sounds delicious.
Thank you for your ongoing devotion to this area and to wonderful food and for being with us today.
It was an honor. So much fun. Thank you.